Well, I tell you, I like Prince's skill set in terms of his ability to rush the passer. He does a very nice job coming off the edge, and he's also a guy that can be moved around. And we want to have as much flexibility with the players that we possibly can. We want to be as multiple as possible, so he can do a number of things. He can put his hand in the ground, he can drop, and that gives us a whole lot of flexibility.
For your outside backers, do you think in terms of strong or weak side, does that even apply in the way teams line up?
No, it doesn't. You start out with a left and right outside linebacker when you install it in your base defense, and then you change it as the season goes on. We don't want to have a guy that's going to be lining up in the same place. We don't want them to know where our defenders are going to line up.
Coach, this weekend, in addition to indoctrination, a lot of technique we see being taught. What are you seeing from the draft class overall, just as far as their base coming in and adapting to the season?
Well, I think that the skill set that we saw on tape is something that we're seeing here. They just have to learn our terminology and learn the things the way that we want it to be done. But they are sponges right now. They're taking everything in, and they've done a very good job. We've worked them hard, but we've probably worked them harder in the classroom than we have on the field. It's very important for us. Our goal over these couple of weeks working with these rookies is to get them up to speed when we start OTAs at the end of this month. We want them to be up to speed and have as much of our offense and defense and special teams installed where they're on par with our veteran players.
Because you want to be so multiple up front, does that put a lot on these linebackers in particular?
No, I think it puts a whole lot on everybody, Michael, in terms of what we want to do. We want to have a lot of flexibility. I think you see the trend is that there's no real true way that you displace your defenses. You can line up based on the down and distance and have no one with their hand on the ground. You can have three guys with their hand on the ground, two guys. There's nothing to say that you can't line up and have your safety put his hand on the ground. You might see William Moore do that. So it puts a lot on everybody, but I think we have a very good teaching sequence in terms of how we're trying to teach it. We're trying to put it in, categorize it, put it in boxes for our players and drawers, and they can pull their drawer out and know that in this situation, these are the options that they have.